good morning. Hear me this morning? White noise, Al. Later on today, I have no phone, so later on, around 9 o'clock, I'll call back. Don't need to call. I give a phone number. See if you can copy.
Must be on the walkie in that new ride.
And a comment and some stuff I got to do, but hopefully maybe it'll work a little bit.
This sounds pretty good right now.
Picket fencing on this side.
Now?
Yeah, but you still got the white noise there.
And I'm going to do this one. One of you guys at 9 o'clock, I don't care who, I'm going to give you a phone number. I want somebody at 9. I just need someone to write it down. I want to do it slow so you guys can write it down. Just so somebody can do it. I know you guys won't be around. So I'm going to give you the number if you can copy.
Well, I don't have no stop to write a number.
As long as someone can, I'm just going to give it so somebody can. I'll call back at 9. But in case no one can hear me, I'm going to repeat it so in case someone else can say it, just make sure somebody, I don't care who, because I know my signal's really bad sometimes. I'm going to give it slowly, doesn't matter when, I'll try to call back at 9, 8:30, but I just need to get the number to somebody, because there's no way I can do it now, so I know you can't, but I just want to repeat it while someone later, whoever gets inside, where they can write something down, let me know.
Guarantee you I won't be available at 9, so I won't be able to do it.
The guys that's going to get in, I just want somebody. As soon as someone gets in where they're working and they're not on the air, I just want to make sure comment. I'll have someone else do it. But as soon as someone can get through where they can write something down, it's okay. I just want to talk to you to know I was in trouble.
Wanting somebody as an emergency contact? Is that what you're wanting?
Oh, yeah, somebody's number. I just don't want anyone to call the police because I don't want my family alerted to what's going on.
Somebody will do it to help you out with that. I wish I could, but I'm not able to.
I'll hang on. I'm just going to try to shut this transmitter down, put it back on a charger. So around 8:30, I'll do that. Just to make sure I know I got a hold of somebody. You guys can hear me at all. Because last night, I don't know if you checked in, heard anyone check in the net. It was so bad. Daniel got 37 check-ins, but I'll tell you, the repeater was so bad last night, nobody could hear nobody.
I check into the net. Did you try, Ken?
But this set on 9 o'clock, this is a VHF one. I just want to see if anyone checked if you did last night, if you had heard it. It was so bad on this frequency last night, nobody could hear nobody. Even Gary, KI4DOS, hardly no one could hear him sometimes. But if you want practice to learn bad signals, and I'm pretty good at it, it was so bad last night. Nobody could hear nobody, but he still got 37 check-ins. Team Malden and this mountain where you guys are up at Caesar's Head is knocking the whole repeater out. Call back later. I'm going to start. The transmitter is getting hot.
Yeah.
I got some of it. This is cool. I'm happy. At least I know someone can deal with it. Thanks. I'll call back later. I'm going to let this say cool. Thanks, Ken. I'm more like clear.
All right, Ken. Hey, Ken, you still out there? Red.
Yeah, it's taking me a while to get used to it, to figure out everything about it.
Sure it's going to help on fuel cost.
You got it by 75%, just about it. It's hard to get used to, you know, the motor, when you first start it up, it's like you hit on, but the motor doesn't start, you know, so it just takes a minute to get used to.
And that thing.
I call for heat. It works fine. I guess when I call for heat, you know, the motor runs long enough to get warm, and then it comes on and off while you're running, and that to keep the heat there. When you're off the accelerator or on the brake, it starts in the battery, and then as long as you're not on the gas too hard, you know, it continues to get good fuel mileage.
Keeping you posted on how well that thing does.
Your driving habits than anything, you know, depending on how you drive, you know, if you're always hard in the throttle, it won't get good gas mileage at all. But, I mean, you're still probably talking 40 miles per gallon.
Bad on the throttle.
Good on a paper route.
Much stopping and going as I do, it might try and overcharge the batteries.
It's supposed to get 55 in the city and like 49 or 50 on the highway.
Good mileage. I just hope it does well for you.
10 different dash displays you can put it on to, you know, to see how everything's working and that. And it, right now I'm averaging about 50 miles a gallon.
That's it.
Doing picket fencing when I'm talking to you, or is it pretty steady?
Steady.
The antenna to put on here. This antenna isn't very good, and I think it's got a crack in it, and it makes it mess up pretty good.
Good job right now. What kind of antenna do you order?
A knockoff NMO mount. It's only like about 20 something inches. It's kind of small, but it's got like 3 dB of gain, so that should work pretty good.
One for my bow thing, and it was one of the real long ones, and it helped out a lot.
External antenna to go on the trunk lip.
And I like a mobile.
For a spot to pick up 12 volts, I could put my other antenna in here, or my other radio in here, but like the spark battery is in the center console. And I took the panel off, and it's like, man, it's going to be hard to get anything on it.
Doesn't run on 12 volt system.
Voltage battery. And that for running and everything, but some like the, I think the heat and the AC and that all run off of the 12 volts and that, but it's so crowded in there, I wouldn't hardly be able to get a wire on it, but it's got a panel outside that, where you would jump it off if the battery was dead or something, and I may just hook up to that and then bring the wires inside. But it also has a cigarette lighter that's good for 180 watts, which says I think about 15 amps, and my radio only pulls 13. I just got to get one of those cigarette lighter adapters that I can hook some wires to get it plugged in.
I asked you about that cigarette lighter. And I asked you if you had a cigarette lighter.
Port, you know, that kind of port there where you can plug an adapter in it, but it doesn't come with one.
An adapter for that might be the best thing to work. Of course, I don't know how those systems work on those cars.
It'd be the easiest because I hate to, I mean, there's so much electronics, you can't imagine electronics on this thing. And, you know, I hate to take disconnect the battery off of all the electronics and I tell them how long it takes to get it back going.
Think about doing that.
About a week down the interstate to see how the mileage is, and then I'll run a week just taking 29 in the kind of back roads and see how it works.
I would wind up finding one right in the middle of my hood, KM4NAP Friday.
Yes, sir. Guy's in a car, you know, the throttle's a little bit over, more over left, and it just makes it uncomfortable to drive. This one's in pretty good shape.
Ken?
My radio was breaking up. Go ahead again.
Enough, it was just, I couldn't copy you because of trying to get out in traffic.
Appreciate you for a minute. Hold on, KM4 CSW. Other antenna on it, I may not even try to do anything with my other radio.
I'll do is get you a charger for the car, and you'd be set if that's what you decided to do.
I have a charger for the battery for the HD to be able to charge it through the car, and then I just gotta find a car charger adapter thing for it.
One of these radio places will probably have one real handy and real easy to get. Seeing everybody Friday night. We need to do it more often.
Yeah, no, we had an awesome time. That was really good.
That Patrick picked next time. He came all the way out from Bard for us, so we need to go up there for him.
Yep.
Talk to him, we'll just tell him, you know, let's go around, he picks the spot. Up there and get in those creeks, what we'll do is we'll do some cooking on the creek and send the women folk shopping.
This car reads the speed limit signs and it pops up on the dash and tells you what the speed limit is.
Mark for his own good.
It works pretty decent on the transmit, but it, with this antenna, it's suffering on the receive.
If I was you in the car, it's probably not picking up because of being encased in all that metal.
It's external.
Okay. And, well, I really don't have any complaints with it the way it is. I mean, you can tell you're on a walkie, but not that much. 2 meter and 440 magnetic antenna that I'm not using. You're welcome to it if you want to try it. Some reason it don't get here, let me know and we'll get together and I'll get that antenna to you.
Peter, 5 miles clear.